This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 139 for Tuesday, January 27th, 2015. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
If you can ink it up, we're going to talk about it. Unless it's rollerball and then Brian won't talk about it.
Well, you know, I look decidedly yellow. Do I not feel well? What's going on with the lights?
Generally, you're not jaundiced this late in life.
I think I got one light that may start smoking in the middle of the podcast here.
Jesus. All right, fire. we haven't had a good fire in a long time. Usually it's when we had issues before, it involved a heat gun and a putty knife and some stain. So I'd like to keep it that way. Thank you.
Fire.
that was pretty good. And, you know, like Brian tries to be tricky, and he says, okay, we're going to start, because as soon as he says it, I start to talk. And so he did that, and I waited, and it didn't say live, and it didn't say live, and it still said off air. And I'm like, and just as he clicked go live, I was about to ask about it. So I'm just going to be quiet now.
It kills you, doesn't it?
To be quiet, it does. I think my mother said I was born talking or something. So. Okay.
Actually, your comment about the rollerball. So funny thing today in the store. What was that? We were putting
rollerball and a ballpoint walk into the store.
Rollerball and a ballpoint walk into the store.
Yep.
One says the other, hey. That's a bad joke in there somewhere. We were putting together pens for tonight.
Yes.
And Dave's over in the front, and he's doing his own thing. He's
working on the front displays,
which he does an awesome job of. And you're at the counter doing something, and I'm looking at pens, and so we're like, well, we put a bunch of stuff up this week, and I just can't remember. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. They put a bunch of ballpoints up. I said, we don't want those, and then. Like, within a split second, what did you say?
I said, Dave, get the sign.
And within, like, Dave, get the sign. Boom.
He reached over into the drawer. He knew exactly where it was. And he pulled out the sign that Hugh had made for us. It's a picture, it's photoshopped, of Brian sitting in, was it Philly or Baltimore?
DC? Baltimore, maybe, yeah.
He's either Philly or Baltimore show a couple years ago, and he's, I guess, got his hand out or something, and Hugh magically made it look like a license plate that says BPH8TER, ballpoint hater, and Dave whipped out this little printout, and he held it up. Now, Brian thought that was magical. The funny part was that Dave and I were talking about it just the other day, or Dave was cleaning out one of the drawers, and he found it, and he held it up, and we were joking about it. So that's why he knew exactly where it was. But it was pretty funny.
You guys always teaming up on me. After 4 o'clock, my time.
Now, I think we've talked about this before. Dave walks a very fine line. All day,
he's with me,
and we get along great. And Dave is phenomenal. But Dave and Brian have known each other a long time. And so the joke is that at 4 o'clock, he no longer agrees with me, and he agrees with Brian. And he does a really good job of occasionally he'll still agree with me after 4 o'clock, but most of the time he doesn't. And so we'll all kind of joke about, all right, what time is it? All right, Dave, what do you think? And well, I got to go with Brian on this or whatever. But,
yeah, after 25 years, you'd think he'd at least give me that hour and a half from 4 to 5:30. But not always.
He usually does.
Yeah. So,
yeah. But anyway. I think I scare him. He's got to deal with me all day. So he, you know, you come in for coffee, and then you leave and abandon him. So
poor guy.
No, we love Dave.
So today we had a visitor in the store. And if you were lucky enough to be in the store during this time, some people did actually get to meet the gentleman. Our Mont Blanc rep was in town.
Yep. He came up to see us, and that was pretty cool.
And we got to see the new stuff coming out this year for Mont Blanc.
Yeah, some of it's really cool. I think I want one.
Well, I got to give them credit, man. I mean, they've got this stuff planned out spring and fall. I mean, some of this stuff is September.
Yeah, we can order things today that are not coming out until September, which means we won't get it till October.
October, November, maybe we'll have them in time for the Columbus show.
Maybe.
But
some cool stuff. Some new ink pretty pens.
Yeah, because the images he has are the only images he has are in a spreadsheet. New writer's edition, new duets are killer.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, are we ordering?
One for you, one for me, one for the store, yep.
Yeah, right. Do they make them in the LeBron size? If they do, I'm totally in trouble.
I want one.
Is the Douay come in LeBron, or is it only Classique? Do you know?
You know, I saw the color, and I just drooled.
You don't care.
I don't care. But it comes in a smaller size, that's all I know. That's all I need.
Yeah, it's blue with a dark blue with, like, a chased barrel with a, was it a sterling? Is it the geometric cap?
It's the geometric cap.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that might be too much going on. I don't know. We'll see.
No.
It was fun. He was there for a while, and we're going to see the new stuff. Lisa says there's new ink coming out this year.
Yes.
Of course, for the writer series, and then there's another limited, and...
There are at least three colors that are new, and there are still a couple other colors that we have not received yet. We sent our rep home with some pretty strict instructions. Don't come back till I get my ink. That was pretty much it.
Yeah, in fact, I gave him my business card. We're like, well, is your business card
content?
Send the ink. And I handed it back to him. He's like, oh, yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good for fountain pens.
Yeah. He's great. Knows his stuff. Chatty. He's funny. In fact, he got there before the store opened and apparently had not had enough coffee. So he went down in the plaza to one of the food places. And the green gecko in our plaza makes a really awesome caprese salad. And when he came back, he said, hey, the girl at Gecko says she's got your salad for you. So... I love our plaza. You know, I go to get my smoothie in the morning, and they just kind of see me in line. They go, you want the usual? Like, yes, please. And, you know, Jeannie at the Gecko makes my caprese salad. We walk by, and the guys at the hair salon and the eyeglass place always wave. And it's just a friendly little place.
So anyway, that was fun, right?
Sorry.
Anything else? No, that's fine. Anything else significant that we can talk about? There's something we can't talk about because we don't know if it's going to happen, but...
that would be cool.
It would be cool. It would be, like, maybe the coolest thing of 2015.
Well, you know, it's really early for some of the things from Mont Blanc. I mean, he didn't even have prices.
No, so he didn't know if they were in euros or if they were in dollars or...
Yeah. But it was really cool to be able to see this stuff so early, and some of this stuff looks really cool. I never thought I'd say that.
Looks cool. In fact, there's a new completely new line coming out, a new pen, and I forget what the name of it is. It's so new we couldn't even really see the picture very well, but it looks interesting. So anyway, a new color in the cruise coming up, Burgundy. So.
Yes.
Or Bordeaux. I'm sorry. I keep
Bordeaux.
Calling it Burgundy. It's Bordeaux.
I think we need to really work hard to get Mont Blanc to bring back the Bordeaux Classique.
Bordeaux Classique, yeah. Yeah, you know, we were talking about it. I think if they made a dark blue 149 with platinum trim.
You would buy it.
I would buy it, yeah, but of course they're not doing a 149 in platinum trim in black, you know, I can't believe they would ever do a Meisterstück in a dark blue, but...
you never know.
I don't know, I mean, time will tell, right? I mean, they got to come up with something for the 100th anniversary in 25 years, right? Or 10 years.
10 years.
Meisterstück, yeah, so... Anyway, always fun, always very expensive when he comes.
It is. It is.
Yep.
And I think he got a ticket.
He did. He says, yeah, well, now that I've got my ticket, I can leave. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, you know, as long as you get your ticket, now you can stay all day. That's, it gives you the right to park all day.
Yeah.
But no, almost sold him a pen, too.
That would have been funny.
That would have been funny.
That would have been funny.
Yeah. So, anyway, that was...
That was the morning, and then I had to leave to run to an appointment, and he stayed a little longer, and then the usual afternoon stuff. Bunch of packages came in, and all sorts of fun stuff.
Pack and ship.
So we've gotten several pieces of mail that we should perhaps talk about.
Oh, you know, I have one. I have to look. I do have one here. I have one downstairs that's ridiculous.
It's so cool.
Ridiculous in a by ridiculous I mean amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now to be fair, I think we've gotten a couple pieces now that were a National Handwriting Day was on the 23rd.
Yes.
And InkWriMo this time next week will have started.
Yes. So some people are sending mail for the National Handwriting Day, and some people have gotten a jump start on InkWriMo. So I should
yes, they have.
Start that. I know. I should spend Sunday and just write letters and then just send them out.
You know, I said this last year, but I'm going to do it again. So I got... I'm just going to show this one. This one doesn't have an address on it. It just has mine. But, I mean, look at this. I mean, that's crazy. It's so much crazier, nice than my handwriting. But it's beautiful. Nice little dove on the top there. And nice, really nice. This was an early InkWriMo. This was shipped on the 16th. Yeah, we got that, and I got another one last week, which sort of rolls into what I was thinking about talking about this week is goals, right? So we've been talking about goals here at the house.
Mm-hmm. Goals for the company.
Goals for the company, goals for, you know, the annual New Year's resolution, so to speak. Our son Garrett is trying to do some goals. We're working with him on that. Mm-hmm. I have a personal goal that I'm starting to work on, and
okay.
I'm actually doing it. So, my goal for 2015 is to have better handwriting. And I'm inspired by a couple of things. Number one, this kind of stuff. I mean, that's nice. And of course our good friend Hugh, who just sits there and writes letters.
You know, we get so many compliments and so many comments on the one of the pieces of Hugh's handwriting that we have taped to the back of the point of sale machine monitor. And everybody looks at it, anyone who comments says, oh my God, did you do this? We're like, oh no.
There's some people are even like, is this real? Did someone actually write this? Like, yes, of course.
Yep.
The pen store. I'm inspired
thank
by
you
that.
Note.
Yeah, yeah. Thank
I'm
you
intimidated.
For shopping in. Well, you know, you got to start somewhere, right? And I've been looking at a couple books, and we have people every week that come and ask about calligraphy classes and the such. But my handwriting is just so it's not bad. It's just not
beautiful.
Great. I print. I would like to have better cursive. So
mine's really scrawly.
Is that? I don't think I've ever seen you. Oh, actually, I have. Yeah.
I write to-do lists and notes all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to start giving you a handwritten to-do list every day, and then you'll
I'm
see.
I'm sure
my
you will. I'm sure I'm going to see it. I'm going to.
Yes,
see it.
You are. Starting tonight, dear friend. Sleep in the guest room.
You're right. I normally print. Which I think I'm just going to skip right over that.
Yeah.
I normally print, and I think a lot of people do because cursive is just it's kind of gone the way of the dinosaur these days. But I've started the last couple of days, and this has been inspired by a particular pen we're going to talk about in a minute here.
Cool. I'm so excited.
I know. It's been a faithful companion for the last 2 days. I've been writing my list at work in cursive. So, and I think what I haven't decided yet quite. There's so many books out there, and we have a number of them at the store. So, and a couple of these we bought, a couple of years ago from Michael. So the obvious one is the American Cursive Handwriting Self-Study Workbook and Curriculum by Michael Saul. But you look at this, and this is like, it's like what, 2 inches thick, an inch and a half thick?
Well, you don't have to read the whole thing in one night. You take it page by page.
It's intimidating, right? So he also has this other book, which sounds like it's going down the wrong path, but as I looked at it, I thought, maybe. So Learning to Write Spencerian Script by Michael and Deborah Saul. It's a small little book, and what's interesting is, you know, the thought is you have to, if you don't have good cursive, you probably can't. You're probably not going to have. You got to start there before you can start Spencerian. But this book seems to start easy and work its way. So, like, you know, here's the A page and the B page and all the stuff. You know, the same forms we learned when we were in school. So I might try that. And anything, I think anything to get started in the right direction is a good thing.
I just pulled a book off of my shelf that I'm not sure why we bought.
Uh-oh.
It's called Modern Calligraphy and Hand Lettering. But
okay.
Yeah, this is not for beginners. And it's also for brush pens and flourishing techniques. Yeah, this is not for the beginner. And it involves, like, tools. That's too advanced.
Tools? No, I want to be able to use the. I don't want to use a screwdriver and dip it in ink, although that might be a good way to get a nice italic or something. But I'd like to be able to use the pens that we have. I don't want to have to use a special pen for it. The other book that I meant to pick up today is that Ziller book. Ziller makes a small book. It's actually about half the size of this small Saul book called Business Writing.
Yes, that's a good one.
That looks like a good just basic cursive. I mean, I want to get the cursive into a better form. And then, you know, I read this note to you here, and I'll see if I can find it. There was an interesting quote in the Saul book here about shading. And, of course, shading is all the rage these days, right? Let's see, where is it? Okay, here it is. Anyone can make a shade, but to know exactly where the shade should lie within the letter is one of the tricks that separates the hobbyist from the skilled penman.
I'm not even at hobbyist level. I'd like to work up to hobbyist.
Yeah, I know, right?
I do wish I could go back to Glebe Street School to handwriting class. They would bring us all down to the library so that they could have one teacher and several classes. And I remember sitting in the library practicing my cursive with everybody else at the library tables. I wish I had paid better attention.
Yeah, right. We've got some good suggestions in the chat here. Getty Dubay system, and I think
we've
mentioned it earlier.
Yep, we've looked into that.
Stephanie says a calligraphy Bible by Marianne Grebenstein. Did I pronounce that correctly? So maybe a couple other resources.
And we're looking into a couple more for the store, but it's time.
Yeah, I think, you know, because it's frustrating not having, we own a pen store and our writing is just not as fabulous as it should be. So.
And there are so many pens that can make your handwriting, that can work with your handwriting to look even more beautiful once you know how to use them. That's a good segue, isn't it?
Is that a segue?
It's a segue.
Of course, now, I don't know why this lighting, I've got one of my bulbs is out, but take a look at this. this pretty little thing here.
Tina, you get the prettiest color. That's like a teal green color.
It's a teal, yeah. It's a teal green.
It's pretty.
It's faceted. It's a demonstrator. It's a piston filler. It has a 14 karat nib. What am I describing?
Orange.
I don't. I'm not so crazy about the orange.
You know, I'm into orange right now. I'm hooked on my Sailor Apricot ink, which has been discontinued, and my Dolce Vita, and I've got, what else do I have? I've always liked orange ink. How about the purple one? The purple's very pretty.
I like the purple. Okay, so now everybody's wondering what the heck we're talking about. This is the Omas Ojiva Alba.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice pen.
It's a good size. I thought it would be bigger. Yeah, so, yes, Steph, I'm sorry. We got the Alba. And here's the thing. We only got them in the flexible
nibs. Yeah.
Actually, they're flexible. I just like to say extra flexible.
She likes to say extra flexible.
Extra.
She does it all day long. It just.
Brian's pen is to die for. Now, you guys know I don't do flex. I don't slow down. Brian makes a beautiful S, as in like flexible.
Yeah, I have a great J now, too. I'm working on the yeah. J.
But, you know, and Brian has this really sad habit of. It's a very sad habit. Whenever he works on a pen, he brings it to me, and he says, try this pen, and he's all excited because it now writes like it should. And I have a habit of turning my pen as I write, so they don't always work for me like they do for him. And, yeah, I write with it, and I'm like, yeah, it's all right. And he just kind of slumps away like, oh, man, I just spent an hour on this thing. I tried his flexible nib. It's lovely. It's really nice.
You do have to write slower with it.
It's not in my nature. I think I was born kicking and screaming or something.
Your mom's in the chat.
And I've caused no end of drama since. Yeah. It's,
I don't know.
It's beautiful.
It forces me to slow down. And, it's, I like it. I like it a lot. It posts well, solidly. Piston mechanism, of course, is great. It's a little bit, it's a hair long posted, but it's just nice. It has a nice section, nice amount of room here between the faceted barrel and the nib, where you can, you know, depending on where you grab it, it's got a lot of.
Yeah.
A lot of room there, so it's comfortable. Nice detailing, of course, the trim bands and the cap, and then of course the roller clip. But
I like that it's not. It is not as big in girth as I thought it would be. And Mom says, "Duh, yes, I apparently came out kicking and screaming and stubborn." And.
No, anyway.
I've never stopped. Anyway, these are a nice size. I don't like a big pen, it's a good size. It's I like that it's faceted. The step from the facets down to the smooth section is really pretty tiny.
Well, it's actually kind of far back. I mean, unless you...
It is.
I don't know anybody that... I mean, I've seen all sorts of hand grips, but that's pretty far back.
Yeah.
I don't see a lot of people who hold the pen that far back. Most of them are further up toward the end of the section. But, no, it's nice. I've been using it both posted, unposted.
Hugh, you can do magic with this. It's just... If I could get some flex and liked it, those of you who like flex are just gonna drool. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I put the Anderson the AP Green Bay ink in it, which was as close as I could get to this teal. It's just you can't even see it on the screen. It's ugly,
the prettiest color.
But I like that Green Bay and it goes well. Nice combination. So.
Purple's beautiful. The orange, it's not too orange. I like it.
Yeah.
I might need one. Although I just put ink in a pen this week.
You did put ink in a pen this week.
I did. I inked up that Falcon.
You did, so finally.
Cool. And that's got some flex to it. Oh my God, 2015 could be the year of the flex.
Oh, gee.
Which is different than the year of the goat.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. This is not a pen by Cross we're talking about.
No.
So that Metal Falcon's nice, and that's the what color is that? The
sapphire blue.
That's a real pretty color. It's actually about the color of my shirt.
Oh.
Hold it up there. Hang on.
No, I don't think
hold
so.
Hold it up again.
You can't.
That's a nice looking pen. It's actually not as heavy as I thought they would be.
Yeah. Steph, here's your purple. It's pretty. It's very pretty.
Yeah, the purple's nice. It's very grapey.
Like grape jelly?
yeah, kind of. But not quite. It's still got more grape to it than grape. Grape jelly is kind of like a blue, a dark
not
blue.
Welch's. Welch's grape jelly is pretty purple.
Well, it's not that purple, though.
It's pretty purple.
All right. Anyway. Gorgeous, so, yes.
Beautiful body.
Yeah.
What more could you ask for?
We've got a few of them. The pen comes in something ridiculous, like 9 different nib sizes. And I said, you know what, this pen, I only want it in the flexible nibs. Now, I can get the other nibs, but they're limited edition, 327 of each color?
Something like that. Yes,
something
I believe
like
so.
That.
The little Greek key on the band.
Yeah, I can't even remember. There's extra fine, medium, broad, stub, the 2 flexible options, and then 2 more. I don't know.
You want the flex.
It's nice. And if you don't, then we could certainly get you another one. But we got the flexible nibs. So anyway, so you got the Falcon. You're working with that. I saw you doing that today. You're doing a couple of curly cues on a piece of paper.
You got to start somewhere. No, you won't.
Yeah. I'm not. Why not? That's you're right with the Omas. Ojivas, we've got them, and a nice price on them, too. Actually.
Yeah, $395.
what else we got? We're going to move on to what's on the list.
We've got the Jewelrias on sale.
Sorry, dropping pens over here. I was dropping so excited.
Jewelria is some of the colors are being discontinued, and they are coming out with a couple new ones. So we're trying to make some room for the new colors coming in. So we've got
probably
them on
the
sale.
Old, then with the new. Sometimes.
Exactly. Yeah. I like them. They're a good size for me. They're a thinner pen.
Right.
But nice steel nib, good size. Eddie G's wife has one. Does she have the rollerball?
She got a Catalina.
I think they bought one for Sammy, though, because it matched her purse in D.C.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
Anyway, yeah, those are on sale. Cheap.
We
a couple bucks over our cost, so.
Yeah. We had a good time in Philly with both our Kenro reps. We love Deneen and Ryan, we love them to death.
Yep.
So it was always awesome to see them. And, we stocked up on some Schaefers that are being discontinued. And we got the Omas, which are oh my, nice. And they're just such awesome people. And we also got to spend some time with Ross and Kenny from Yaffa. And I've known Kenny for, 15, pushing 20 years. And They're just so much fun. And, they've got just all these binders and binders of pens. And so we walk away with a ton of stuff, a ton of stuff. In fact, they have to ship us boxes. We buy so much.
I distinctly remember going to the show, we're not going to buy much this time.
No, we're not. No, we're willpower, and it never happens.
Was this like the largest buying show we've had in a year?
No, L.A. was more.
LA, yeah.
Okay. LA will be more. But one of the things that we did pick up, we got a new tool in red. Now we've had the red ballpoint. Now we have the red fountain. So those are cool. So same as the yellow and the black and the silver. And they also, you're either going to love it or hate it, they also have orange and black.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's my old high school colors.
These were my junior high colors. Knox Junior High was orange and black.
Black. The Tigers. I think we were the Tigers. Marshville Tigers, yeah. That's what it was.
Knox.
Yeah, so those are fun. Fountain and ballpoint.
Yep. But, you know, those are a great gift. I keep one in my purse. You never know when you're going to need, close your ears, a ballpoint.
We have the special, was it the 35th anniversary of the Apple
edition? We do. Ross brought us some special ones. And then
the hang things come in handy, too. I mean,
they
really.
They do.
Because they have that small screwdriver, and I'm using that.
I love those. These are great for glasses or tiny little things that you might need to fix.
I use it on. We had this huge Visconti, so we got this Visconti case, and it is designed to be used with two side towers, and then this one in the middle, and then there's this big, huge, heavy sign. That sign must weigh 35, 40 pounds.
Yeah, it's big and heavy.
It's big. It's I don't know, 4 feet wide.
Yeah,
it's huge. It's huge. And it's supposed to, you know, it's supposed to be bracketed in between these two towers. Well, we got one tower and we got the middle piece, so obviously we can't hang it up. And it's got the big Visconti, it's got the arc cliff, and I think it's a Homo sapiens, and it's, so you can see the bands on the cap, and it's really cool. But like, well, I thought maybe we would just hang it up on the stores, but it had these, you know, these metal brackets on it, and I didn't have a screwdriver small enough. I'm like, well, duh. So we actually used a tool pen to take the brackets off. So. Mm-hmm.
And when we first got one of our tables for the store from the Habitat for Humanity Restore, one leg was just a hair higher, and we used the level to level it out.
Yeah, we put some wearovers underneath it, and then it's
there you go.
So, anyway, we got that, and lastly, right, mm-hmm. On the site this week, the new Conklin Duragraph, which is just a kind of an inexpensive, fun little pen. It comes in three different flavors. There's a cracked ice, which is kind of cool. I really like these. These are very, very attractive. Green marble.
Forest green.
Is it called forest green? And then the last one is the last one's an amber. Which is roughly the same color as my screen right about now. Actually, this one here looks very close to the Edison Collier antique marble.
It does.
It's got this cool marbling. Cool, very inexpensive pens.
It's a good value.
Fine medium stub nibs. They have that threaded converter that I love. They have a cool section. It's got an hourglass shape, so you can hold it. It's very comfortable. So those are in, and kind of excited about those. New Conklin Duragraphs.
Mm-hmm. We also picked decent lengths too. Yep. We also picked up a couple other pens that I'll get up on the site in the next day or two that are really pretty. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody else has them out yet.
Nope. I don't think so.
All right. I'll get them up tomorrow.
Yeah, that would be good.
Do we want to show them?
Do we have them?
Well, yeah.
Oh, you do have them. Yeah, why not? Show them.
All right. I'll have these up tomorrow. I might even get them up tonight. We'll see. I could really
probably
use them.
Let's shoot for tomorrow.
All right. These are the brand new Virtuosa.
By Delta. These are so new, there's like nothing about them anywhere. They come in a light ivory, a dark ivory, and the blue is the killer color.
I believe it's called Sea Blue. It's very pretty. And then the ivory.
That's nice. The ivory's
yep,
nice.
It's got very pretty marbling. I really like the dark horn. I like the coloring in that.
Yeah. Yeah. Reminds me of the light and the dark. Remind me of the Delta Italianas.
Yes.
Polished finish.
Yes. Not a matte. So there it is. Very, very pretty. So we were excited to be able to pick those up. Yeah, everybody's liking my blue.
Yeah, and it's blue with like white swirls in it. It kind of looks, yeah, like sky blue, right? Yeah, that's kind of what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice, kind of a nice sailor. Flip. Tim's saying in the chat that it is kind of a sailor design.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And the brown horn and the ivory do look similar to the Italiano. But,
except they're not rough. They're polished.
They're not matte. They are polished. Yep. They are smooth.
And actually, the Italiano did have a very limited run of polished versions, but they determined that the matte was more popular.
So, so we'll get those up tomorrow. Look for those. These are pretty.
Yep.
May have to have a tester. All right.
You're so cute.
I am.
You got a falcon.
I know. I need more. So.
Steel nib on these. Really nice nib. It is not. It's not the lower end steel nibs that they're using in the Unicas, which aren't bad, but these are better quality nibs. Essentially, it is kind of. I guess it is the same nib as in the Italiano. It's just not plated. There is an option for a fusion nib, but I don't think that price to value ratio is right, so we went with the steel nibs on it.
Yes.
Because the fusion nib was like $130, $140 more. I mean, it was almost double the price of the pen, so.
They're pretty.
Yeah, they are pretty. Yep.
So. All right. Well, you're on call. We should move this along.
All right. Shout-outs?
Yes. I have a big shout out to Eric. Thank you for the favor. Eric did me a favor.
Okay.
And a big, big shout out to Nathan. Our helper, Steph, can't join us in LA this year. So I know. This is crazy. So we had to go with. What was that? Wow. So we went with an alternate who I am sure will do a phenomenal job. But, Steph, just know we will miss you.
We will.
So thank you so much to Nathan, who is stepping in. I hope he knows what he's doing. He says he's handled crowds before, and he's been to our table in L.A., so I hope he knows what he's getting himself in for.
He's going to do great.
And then a big, big, huge hug and shout out to everybody who has sent us mail in the last week between National Handwriting Day and the early adopters.
Early.
Like, thank you for reminding me it was coming up, early adopters.
Thank you for reminding me to go to the post office and get stamps 2 weeks in advance.
Yep. So. And a big shout out to Hugh and Carol. Glad things are better.
I don't know. I'm just hitting buttons. No, glad to hear everything's better.
Yep.
All right. What else we got? Anything? Is that it for this week? What is next week? Is next week the week before the LA show?
Oh my! Yeah, 2 weeks from now we will be on the road. Gosh. Totally freaking me out.
Los Angeles, 2015, baby.
Oh my God! All right, so here's the deal: no stopping in Beaver, Utah.
No. We give gas like an hour before that.
Yeah. Crazy place, that Beaver, Utah. Just weird. And so we're going to leave. Yeah, 2 weeks from now, we'll be on the road.
Awesome.
Now, if you are going to the LA Pen Show, and we'll say this again next week, if there's something you want us to deliver, order it online, choose in-store pickup, so that you don't get charged shipping, and then just put a note that says, please deliver to me at LA.
Yep.
Paul.
We'll start our pile. I always have a big box in there, so.
Yeah.
All right. There it is. We're going to keep it, well, I guess it's not too short. I think that's it for this week, and I guess we're done.
Yeah. Use your pens.
Right, what is that? Anderson Penn, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Catch us online. You can send us an email.
Brian@AndersonPens.com.
Or Lisa@AndersonPens.com. And you can check us out on Pinterest, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, tons of other social media as Anderson Penns.
Blog@AndersonPens.com.
And if you go to the blog, you should check out the virtual tour. That's just really cool. And the website is AndersonPens.com.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing at a comment in the chat. Join the mailing list, check out the blog for updates and try to connect as well. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We will see you next week. Have a good night, everyone. Thanks a lot.